AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The heads of Lufthansa and its low-cost airline are visiting the Alpine site of the crash that killed 150 people last week. Yesterday, German Wing CEO Thomas Winkelmann said Germany is still coming to terms with the loss of so many.
The loss of Germanwings flight 9525 is, without a doubt, one of the biggest national tragedies that we have ever faced.
The airline is also facing mounting questions about the co-pilot and how much his employers knew about his mental health. Investigators believe Andreas Lubitz intentionally crashed the plane and are trying to determine why. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports negotiators are back at work in Switzerland on a deal to curb Iran's nuclear program.
Yesterday was the deadline for producing a framework accord, but the State Department says the talks were extended after negotiators made enough progress, though it says several difficult issues remain. Secretary of State John Kerry was staying in Switzerland for another day of talks, while Iran said its team would remain as long as necessary.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence is urging lawmakers to send a bill to his desk by the end of the week to clarify the intent of a new religious objections law that critics fear could permit discrimination against gays. State Democratic Senator Scott Peleth says Pence is out of touch with reality.
His problem is that he's trying to govern a state that lives in the 21st century, and he still believes it's in the 1950s.
Meanwhile, Arkansas lawmakers are ignoring the criticism in Indiana, passing similar legislation that now heads to their governor. The L.A. County Coroner's Office says foul play is not suspected in the death of oil heir Andrew Getty.
It appears to be natural or an accident.
The 47-year-old found dead in the bathroom of a Hollywood Hills home yesterday. This is AP Radio News. Trevor Noah, the newly announced host of The Daily Show, is rejecting the backlash over his graphic tweets targeting Jews and women as an unfair reflection of him and his comedy. More from the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Comedy Central says Trevor Noah is a provocative comedian and not a hateful one. In a statement, the network says that Noah spares no one from his humor, including himself. Noah himself is firing back at critics of his years ago post about women, Jews, and others, saying his views cannot be accurately reflected by a handful of jokes that fell flat.
Noah's controversial tweets were posted between 2009 and 2014. Joni Mitchell is on the sick list.
Help me, I think I'm falling.
71-year-old singer-songwriter hospitalized in intensive care in Los Angeles, according to her website. It says she was found unconscious in her home, but is currently awake and in good spirits and undergoing tests. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Give me a mountain with lots to do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!
You compare prices when shopping for flights, hotels, cars, so why not small business insurance? At Simply Business, we'll show you policies that fit your business and a range of prices to help you save. Who knew buying insurance could be so simple? Visit simplybusiness.com for your free quote today.